Welcome to Conscious Millionaire, the High Performer Podcast, show number 1120, with my featured guest, Martin Harshberger.
This is Martin Harshberger, author of Conscious Business Development. On today's show, we'll talk about the key elements to develop your value proposition.
You're listening to Conscious Millionaire, the high performance show designed for you, the coach, business owner, or leader who wants to work less and make more money, create a bigger impact, and enjoy a quality life. Named by Inc. Magazine as one of the top 13 business podcasts and heard by over 12 million listeners on the Conscious Millionaire podcast and syndicated radio network. Join your host, J.V. Crum III, serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, international speaker, and high-performance coach. On today's show, J.V. interviews a coach or top expert on how you can become a high performer. Now help me welcome your high-performance coach, J.V. Crum III.
Attention coaches and consultants, do you want to attract and close more clients in just 30 days? Are you tired of making offers but hardly anyone responds? You've gotten your first few clients, but now what? Sure, it can be frustrating. That's why I created the High Performer Formula. It's the hidden secrets of how you can put more money in the bank while making a bigger difference. These are the secrets I use to make over $25 million. Now it's time for you to use them to change your destiny. Get your hands on the High Performer Formula today. It's my gift to you this month. Go to consciousmillionaire.com/high performer. Again, that's consciousmillionaire.com/high performer. Hello, this is your coach, J.V. Crum III. Welcome to you from wherever you're listening around the globe. But first, I want to give a shout out and a big thank you to our listeners and friends in Minneapolis and Philadelphia. Now, you're going to want to stay tuned. You're probably going to want to take some notes because our guest today is an incredible guy who is a business development expert. He's an author, and we're going to be discussing the key elements to create your value proposition. Later in the show, he's going to be providing you with his three golden nuggets about how you can become a high performer as a coach or consultant. And he's got an incredible gift for you as well. Help me welcome our featured guest. He's the founder and president of Measurable Results and BottomLineCoach.com. He's a management consultant and business coach, and during his successful career spanning more than 35 years, he's held executive positions and consulted for a broad range of businesses from startups to Fortune 500 companies. And in 1989, he founded Logistics Management, Inc. It was a pioneer in the field of value-added logistics management, and he served as the CEO and led this Memphis-based company from the startup phase to nearly $50 million in sales, and Inc. magazine named them one of the America's 500 fastest-growing companies. Help me welcome our guest today, Martin Harshberger. Martin, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, I want to congratulate you. Your first book was Bottom Line Focus, and now you have a brand new book out, Conscious Business Development. Folks, we're going to have a link to that in case you're driving at the gym. You don't have to worry. We're going to have a link directly to Conscious Business Development on the show notes at ConsciousMillionaireShow.com. So first of all, tell us about your new book before we talk about the elements to creating your value proposition.
I go into, to me, business development. I keyed conscious off a book you wrote, actually wrote it. Now I've been thinking about consciousness before. But what I find with dealing with clients is, in a lot of cases, they know what to do. They don't do it. Subconsciously, I keep reinforcing through the book that it takes a conscious, dedicated effort to do some of these things. But I look at the business itself. When you look at business development, I look at sales and marketing. I look at the overall development of the business and creating value in the business so that when they transition out of it, they get a good outcome.
So you're looking at really a business from the foundation up. And right. And I agree with you. I think a lot of the mistakes people make, including coaches and consultants, is they go, well, it's all about the marketing, but they haven't taken the time to really build the foundation of what their business is about. And they certainly haven't created a clear value proposition. And this is one of kind of like your trademark things that you talk about. I mean, you're well known for it. Let's start with defining it, though. What is a value proposition?
Well, back to marketing. If you're going to start with marketing, you need a clear marketing message. Your customers are bombarded with information. Unless you stand out in some way, you're just wasting your money on marketing. So we begin with a value proposition. We look at we do a SWOT analysis, which is pretty basic. Look at the company's strengths and weaknesses. Look at the external threats and opportunities. And we decide what we have to fix in their weakness, what we have to emphasize on the strengths, how we fit into that market, what the customers are looking for, and how we create some value add that they're not forced to sell on price. They're selling on value add.
So let's talk about that for a moment, because I know a lot of coaches, and depending on where you are on your journey, if you're focused on getting to your first 100,000, which is where so many coaches and consultants are, maybe you've broken through that and now you're on your way to one of the next three milestones of 250, 500, or a million, you may find yourself afraid to actually raise price because you go online and you go, well, someone who does this kind of coaching or this kind of consulting seems to charge this. And if I charge more, people aren't going to pay me and they aren't going to hire me. And that's kind of a backwards way of looking at it, because you've never looked at the value that you're actually adding to people's. And otherwise, you have to differentiate yourself on price and you get too cheap. So when you start looking at the value, what's the shift in mindset that brings about?
Well, you hit it on the head. I mean, it's easy to go to price first or be forced into price. What I look at is what value can I bring? And I'll try to quantify that with a customer. When we have our initial discussions, I'll talk to him about where his top three problems are. And what are those problems costing you? And use our numbers. You know, what do you think that costs you? Turnover, whatever it is. And then have, when I present a proposal, I say, okay, if I can give you three or four or five times return on your investment in me that addresses these three specific problems, is that a good deal for you? Well, it is. So it takes away the idea of whether I'm cheaper than somebody else or better. I'm saying, I understand your problem. I understand what it's costing you. And I got a proposal here that tells you how I'm going to address those specific problems and give you a return.
And so if you're a coach or consultant, I think this is what you need to be listening to today, is how do I approach my clients differently than everybody else in the marketplace? Because everybody else in the marketplace, in coaching and consulting, I help people with a lot of offers. And what I notice is so many of them are fluffy. And I mean that exactly how I'm saying it, is they're not specific and they don't in any way tell you in a specific way how your business or life is going to actually be better.
You know, I think you have to quantify it that way.
And so you're saying go into each client and have a meaningful conversation with them about their top three problems, then quantify what those problems are costing them, and then look at where they actually want to go in terms of solving them. And that's where you get your big value add, because you're adding value to them in a specific way that's meaningful to them. But then value proposition also relates, the way you're using it, to what is your company all about? So what is your coaching all about? What is your consulting all about? What are some of the key elements for someone who's a coach or consultant listening today that they should consider in looking at how they're going to develop their own value proposition?
Well, at first, where you're comfortable. I mean, you can't consult or coach to everyone and everything. Where's your comfort level? Where do you add the most value? Where do you understand the market the best, the customer base the best, the industry, and then create it from there? Too often.
So you're starting with yourself. And your wheelhouse in terms of what you're good at.
You're selling your value proposition. You're creating the value for the customer. So you've got to understand first what your value is and how you got there.
And I know a lot of people, you know, I can say personally, I went through a big struggle when I moved from owning and then selling a regional trucking line and selling that, and then as a coach selling myself. And so if you're sitting there maybe scratching your head or saying, I've done this so many times, it's so hard for me, I want you to know that it was hard for me too. that it was actually easy to sell trucking services because it was, I knew that this was a system. I knew we were good at it. We knew the process. We knew how to deliver what they wanted, but it actually didn't involve me. And I think when, as coaches and consultants, we start selling ourselves, sometimes it's a lot harder to find our value proposition than if we were looking at a company that was separate from us, even if we owned that company. I think it gets a little bit harder. What are some of the things that maybe a coach could do or a consultant so that they can notice their value proposition? Because sometimes it's hard to notice.
Well, I think everybody's more comfortable with one thing or another. I mean, you know, I'm not comfortable delivering leadership training. I don't do it. I mean, I'm more comfortable dealing with the nuts and bolts of the business. People have to understand what they're comfortable with and where that what they want to do, where their passion is, and that'll lead them to it, whether they want to admit it or not. I think when coaches first start, they're looking for that first revenue pile, whether it's first or second client, and or if they're trying to grow their business, they're taking clients they really shouldn't take. In the long run, that doesn't do anything for you because, yeah, you may get some revenue short term, but you may also create an image for yourself that you're not that good at what you do. So first place is get comfortable with what you're comfortable with. And then second place, try to stay away from the other things where you're not going to be that.
Well, you know, I like the way you're using this because most of the time this is talked about in terms of your what you love to do, which I think is important, what you're good at doing, but you're framing it a little bit differently because most of the time we like go, oh, our comfort zone is some negative place. But you're saying, wait a minute, your comfort zone about your skill set is actually the place you ought to be drawing from.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's a lot less preparation for the client for each meeting. I mean, you know what you're dealing with. You know, I was trained years ago on leadership development, and to me that was fluff. I could not deliver it. I couldn't bring myself to do that. I'm more tangible, numbers-related type of person, so I know where my comfort is. Manufacturing and distribution and logistics fit very well with what I do, and that's where I want to stay.
Well, and that's the kind of company that you built. So you built a $50 million business. So obviously, you encountered every problem at least in nature that any client of yours could ever have, probably because you've already been there. And now you're helping them just tackle what are those top three problems because you found out that that's the best way for you to be a coach and consultant. That's what gets people to hire you.
After the icebreakers, it does two things. It lets them kind of vent a little bit what the three things keep you up at night. But it also, in that dialogue, it helps them understand that I understand what they're talking about. But through questions, they start asking, if they say their top problem is employee turnover, you know, I'm asked two or three questions on that I understand the high difficulty in hiring, that kind of thing that says, oh, okay, this guy knows what I'm talking about. So it's an icebreaker that way because then we're on the same page. And then once we identify those problems, I'll say, well, tell me what you think that's costing you. Where do you think that's impacting you? And they'll throw numbers at you. And typically they'll make them maybe a little worse than they are, which kind of plays into your hand. And you say, okay, if I can fix that problem for you, it also based my pricing on that because if I know what the ROI is, I can, you know, if I'm going to give them,
yeah, and I think that's important because in my private coaching now, I range from 30 to 100,000. But I don't go into any specific client having already decided what this is going to be because the pricing is really defined by the value I'm bringing, not the hours I'm spending. And I think that's where coaches and consultants who are not getting the high-end clients are thinking wrong. If you're thinking, well, the answer is to add more hours, the answer isn't to add more hours. The answer is to add more value. But what that hour's worth to one person is different than it's worth to another, depending on the problem you're solving.
Correct. That's where I see it. Exactly.
Yep. They're ultimately going to be the most high profit problems when they're solved, but they're the most costly problems before they're solved.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, you know, and that's where you do create the most value. If they're literally dying on the vine with two or three problems that you can go in and fix. I mean, I get satisfaction out of that just like they do. And that's why I do this.
And so it also makes sense as someone's talking about their problems that you're noticing which ones are in your wheelhouse and which ones aren't. So then you're going to want to focus on the ones that you go, I can help you with that problem and this problem and this problem. But they might have mentioned something that isn't your big wheelhouse. What do you do with that?
Well, if I can't help them, I have contacts with set leadership. Use that as an example. I have friends that do that. I'll bring them in.
So you'll bring somebody in for part of the project or part of the coaching, or you'll say you need to work with this person to handle that, but I do X, Y, and Z, and that's what I can help you solve. We're here with Martin Harshberger. He is the author of the brand new book, Conscious Business Development. Again, we'll have a link to that on the show notes at consciousmillionaireshow.com. We'll be right back with the Conscious Millionaire Questions. Attention coaches and consultants, do you want to attract and close more clients in just 30 days? Are you tired of making offers, but hardly anyone responds? You've gotten your first few clients, but now what? Sure, it can be frustrating. That's why I created the High Performer Formula. It's the hidden secrets of how you can put more money in the bank while making a bigger difference. These are the secrets I use to make over $25 million. Now it's time for you to use them to change your destiny. Get your hands on the High Performer Formula today. It's my gift to you this month. Go to consciousmillionaire.com/high performer. Again, that's consciousmillionaire.com/high performer.
Hi, this is Warren Whitlock. I listen to Conscious Millionaire and get so many great ideas and connection there. What I'm really looking for when I listen to a podcast is an opportunity to meet somebody new, either the host or the guest. And when there's somebody that's interesting, I do what I can to connect with that person. You know, it's just a starting point when you listen to the podcast. And so I quickly make sure I go to the website of the person, find information to connect with them, and connect. One of my big hints that'll help you with any of these things, call it a tip, is to make sure you leave a comment. So, hey, leave a comment on this page if you're on the website. If not, find Conscious Millionaire, leave a website there. Reach out to me. I'm Warren Whitlock all over the internet, and always I answer anybody who leaves a comment. No matter how big or small your blog or podcast is, there's always always good in making sure you connect with other people.
Welcome back. I'm your coach, J.V. Crum III. I'm here with our featured guest. He's a business development expert. We've been discussing the key elements to create your value proposition. It's Martin Harshberger, and he's the author of the brand new book, Conscious Business Development. I want to take a moment to congratulate you for showing up today, because if you want to be a high performer, the first step is showing up and saying, raising your hand, and that's what you did. You chose to allocate this time to listening to Conscious Millionaire, and I believe you did it because you're ready right now to take another step forward. And whether it's to your first 100,000 or the 250, 500, or even the million milestones, you're here because you want to grow, you want to impact more people, and you want to put more money in the bank so that you can enjoy the life and the financial freedom that you want. And now it's time for Conscious Millionaire Questions. And the first one, Martin, I know this is going to shock you, but you're actually getting on a spaceship tomorrow. I didn't tell him ahead of time, folks. And you're going to Mars, so they're going to be putting you in hibernation. So this might be your last time to really talk to us. Earthlings, I want you to bring it up, your best ever. What are three golden nuggets that would help other coaches and consultants become high performers?
Well, I've been doing this for 15 years, and my practice has morphed into what it is today. So I can maybe save you some steps. Find a niche and become a thought leader in that niche. Don't try to be a generalist. Try to niche to be the expert. Understand that all clients aren't a fit. Wrong ones can damage you and them. And be honest and hold your client accountable. They're not looking for yes men. They're looking for somebody that'll tell them the truth.
Yeah, you know, I really like that last one, and because that is true. I've heard several people define who are selling coaching training, not mentioning any names, that I've just heard people say, you know, it's really just like being a friend. Well, no, actually, it's nothing like being a friend. It's like being the hardcore, you know, drill sergeant by comparison to a friend, because they're paying you to tell them what nobody else actually will. And the very fact they're paying you, they actually want to hear that. They may not like it the first 10 seconds, but they're going to be grateful, because if you do it with heart, you look them in the eye, you're being authentic, and you know that they care, yet you care about them, you want the best for them, then you're just telling them the truth that their husband, wife, or maybe anyone else in their business isn't even going to notice, much less tell them. So I think that's a great piece. And again, you have your new book, Conscious Business Development. We're going to have a link to that on the show notes at Conscious Millionaire Show. But what's a book that you'd like to recommend, Martin?
Simon Sinek, Start With Why. I've read that 2 or 3 times.
I love that book. I actually saw him speak about 3 years ago, and he is a model speaker and a great thinker. And I think everybody in the business community that I know knows about him. And if you haven't read the book, I highly recommend it as well. Well, you know, Martin, in my book, Conscious Millionaire, Grow Your Business by Making a Difference, I focus on what I call the new path to becoming a high performer and achieving true financial freedom. And it's combining big impact with big profits. How do you positively impact your clients, Martin?
I'm a strong believer in a compelling value proposition. And most businesses I go into, they haven't thought that through. Most businesses sell on price or delivery, one of the two, and they don't sell on value. So what I do is I take my clients through a process that we have a value proposition where they actually add value to the customer and price becomes secondary. You got to be competitive. You don't necessarily have to be low.
And if someone wants to reach out and just connect with you directly, what's the number one way for them to do that, Martin?
Through my website, bottomlinecoach.com.
So bottomlinecoach.com, and we'll have all the social media and every way you can reach Martin at consciousmillionaireshow.com. And now it's time for the 48-hour challenge. So in 48 hours, how are you going to identify, attract, and close a high-paying client?
I'm not sure good 48 hours, but I've got steps here. I identify a potential client through newspaper articles, business journals, whatever, somebody that may fit my practice, something that they're doing that I'm interested in. I'll do some additional research on them through LinkedIn, their website, to see if I know anybody that knows them. Typically, I'll send a letter congratulating them on a story that I read, and I include a copy of my book. I ask them to visit my blog for a specific article that fits what we just talked about. And I do a follow-up call to set up a meeting.
Okay. And so you've got a methodical way that you go about this. And it requires, I want to point that out, folks, that finding the right client who's going to be paying you for a year perhaps or even longer takes some time to really do it right. Because I think everybody's looking for the shortcut and how do I instantly have somebody show up at my front door. They're going to ring the bell and then they're going to say, hey, here's my check or my credit card. And that's actually the way that you need to do it is you need to understand something about them. So when you have a conversation, it's meaningful.
Correct.
Yep. And I'll say it's no different in everything because I get for this show and my other shows, I get pitched a lot. And it's amazing how much the pitch starts with, oh, I really love your show. Nothing about the show. I know they've never listened to it. And I have the perfect guest for you, which is almost the end of the conversation for me. Because the truth is there's nothing personal about that. And half the time, the guest they're pitching isn't even relevant to what I talk about or my audience. You know, she's the best jewelry maker in the world. And I go, well, that's great. But we don't happen to talk about jewelry making on our show. So I think that's a critical part. You know, in order for you to grow and grow your business, typically there's some problem or challenge. There's some hurdle in the way. What's that problem or hurdle that you're now focused on so you can go to your next level?
Time segmentation. I spend a lot of time with my clients, and I don't spend enough time growing the business. A lot of my clients are long-term, some 6-7 years. So I do a lot more for them than I did when I started. And I kind of have a problem with schedule creep.
So what you need is to have a schedule that actually allocates specific time every day or every week that you're going to go prospecting.
Correct. I had a coach who helped me with that. So I'm actually doing that now. So
good for you. You know, let's go back in time because I'm really curious. This is something I don't know about you. And that is, Who was a top mentor earlier in your life, and what are you going to be eternally grateful that they taught you?
Henry White. He was president of Systems and Services at Control Data Corporation. He had placed me in several turnarounds over the years that I worked for him. Moved around two or three times. He was a no nonsense guy. He grew up in the Bronx, came up to IBM the hard way, and he taught me silence is a very effective tool. If you wait 10 seconds before you answer a question, people will blurt out anything because they can't stand a vacuum, which has been really true.
Well, and you know, I think that's especially true because I teach coaches on how to be high performers and how to close. And part of that closing is you being comfortable with there being 10 seconds.
Yeah, correct.
Yep, because eventually they're going to say something and you can destroy a close if you've got to like jump out in 2 seconds because you can't stand the silence any longer.
I've done that for 30 years, and I'll tell you, it's amazing when you consciously put a delay in there. You can see the discomfort, and they'll throw something out at you.
What's the legacy you want to leave?
I guess that I was able to help business owners significantly improve their outcome when they transition. I haven't been through that myself, and a lot of my clients are approaching that area that I know the pitfalls that come up during a transition or a sale. And I really work to help them improve that outcome.
And is there a cause or nonprofit you want to give a shout out to?
St. Jude's Hospital for Children in Memphis. It's one of my favorites.
Yep, that's a great hospital. It's got a lot of notoriety. And well, folks, now it's time for the gift giving. And Martin has a great gift for you. He is an incredible article writer. He does white papers. And I know you're going to give one of those away today that really has a lot of value for anybody who goes and gets it. What is it? And then I'll tell you how to get a hold of it right now.
How to differentiate your company from 95% of your competition. It's a white paper. Focus on value proposition.
Okay, so this is it. Coaches, consultants, you're listening today. As I always say, there's no accidents. One of the reasons I think you're listening is to get this, how to differentiate your company from 95% of the competition. If that topic doesn't grab you, then I don't know that you really want that 100 and 250 or 500 or a million that badly. This is really a key part of what will help you. And you can get that right now at ConsciousMillionaireShow.com. Click on the big gold image, and then you'll go into the gift page. How to differentiate your company from 95% of the competition. Click on that to get access to this white paper. I want to thank you again for showing up for yourself, not JV, not Martin, but yourself, because all high performers start by showing up, and that's what you've done. And we're here to support you every step of the way, whether it's getting to that 100, 250, 500, or $1 million milestone. I look forward to connecting with you on the next Conscious Millionaire. And Martin, thank you so much for being our featured guest today.
Thanks for having me.
Attention coaches and consultants, do you want to attract and close more clients in just 30 days? Are you tired of making offers, but hardly anyone responds? You've gotten your first few clients, but now what? Sure, it can be frustrating. That's why I created the High Performer Formula. It's the hidden secrets of how you can put more money in the bank while making a bigger difference. These are the secrets I use to make over $25 million. Now it's time for you to use them to change your destiny. Get your hands on the High Performer Formula today. It's my gift to you this month. Go to ConsciousMillionaire.com/high performer. Again, that's ConsciousMillionaire.com/high performer.
Thanks for listening to Conscious Millionaire, the show for entrepreneurs and coaches who want to increase profits and make a positive impact. The host, producer, owner of the show, and broadcast medias make no claims that the strategies and information discussed on the show will result in profits and may result in losses. The opinions and advice from guests do not necessarily represent those of the owner, staff, management, or broadcasters of the show. No legal, accounting, or financial advice is made in this show. You are advised to seek counsel on matters related to your business, financial investments, or other legal matters from licensed advisors.